This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. On Tuesdays, KERA's American Graduate Initiative charts the journey from childhood to graduation. Millions of kids play the computer game Minecraft. That's inspired the University of Texas at Dallas to create its own game, something called Polycraft World. Winners get more than bragging rights. They win $5,000 UTD scholarships.
Stand by. You are about to play the dangerous game of espionage.
Promotional contests like this old radio spot have been around for a long time.
You will be given coded instructions directing you to one of the major cities of the world.
Contests exist because they work. So UT Dallas came up with one of its own. It created Polycraft World, a version of Minecraft, the ridiculously popular computer game where you can make stuff with 3D digital building blocks. In Polycraft World, where poly means polymers, you build stuff using rubber, plastics, resins. UT Dallas posts the challenges on YouTube.
Good afternoon, everyone. So let's get right down to it. In a 60-second video, highlight your creativity using bouncing blocks. Here's a tip. More advanced rubbers let you bounce higher. So show us what you can do. Will you make the greatest pogo stick in the world?
The pogo stick contest is called Bounce Check. Organic chemist and UTD senior lecturer Christina Thompson hopes the challenge will lead players to learn more about chemistry without even knowing it. She says in Polycraft World, it's easy for players to find natural rubber. They tap it from a tree and transform it with chemistry.
But if you go through the distillation process, there are something like 12 new rubbers in the game. So if you make a better rubber, a rubber that in the real world is more bouncy, you can bounce really, really high.
And bounce right onto the winner's stand. Each week for 12 weeks, there's a new challenge. Each winner gets a $5,000 scholarship. It's open to current and prospective UTD students. Not all the contests are about chemistry. UTD student Jordan Black wants to be a computer game programmer. He plays Minecraft to relax. Polycraft World is more of a job because he entered to win the scholarship.
I want to be a game developer. I want people to play games to enjoy them, to be entertained, but also to learn to build themselves as a person. So getting a scholarship is just one more incentive to play games.
One weekly contest appeals to wannabe journalists and calls on contestants to report on events in Polycraft World. Another, get the most visitors to your Polycraft home. Jennifer Tidwell likes that one because it involves social media to entice visitors, and that reminds her of her world. She's the social media coordinator for UTD's Polycraft.
It's how we talk to each other now. We talk in 140 characters and we tweet at people. That's how I've met a lot of people, is through Twitter, and I love it. And I think that it's how we spread the word, is how we're going to get the word out about Polycraft, along with YouTube videos.
University of Texas at Dallas Assistant Professor Walter Voigt is looking forward to seeing how players pull off wins in each category. Then he wants them on campus.
The best creative problem solvers in the world are people that sort of, they're finding systems that are in place and finding ways to make those systems better, to tweak them, to adjust them, to do things we haven't thought of to find a way to win these competitions. Those are the students we want here at UTD.
Today's computer game geeks, Voigt says, are going to be the movers and shakers of this country. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.